I am Creator. You ready? Thought for today. I am Creator of my world and everyone in it. I am Creator of my world and everyone in it. I am the Creator of my world and everyone in it. Are you the Creator of your world and everyone in it consciously? I think that makes it all the more fun when you're consciously aware of what you create. Because we have a tendency to think that other people are doing creating around us, and that we have to allow them to create. We have to allow them to be who they are. And when we allow other people to be who they are, then we're not always happy with who they are. However, if we realize that we are the creator of our world and everyone in it, then we are the creator of every single person in our world and whatever they do. And if they do anything that is good, then we're the creator. If they do anything that's bad, we're not the creator. No, if they do anything that's bad, we have created them doing that. But you say, I wouldn't participate in some of the things that some of the people are doing in my world that I apparently have created. Yes, you would. Yes, you would. We are blind to so many things that we are unaware of, that we are unintelligent about, we do not know about. We are blind to so many things. We're blind to the bugs that are in the garden eating our vegetables. And we are blind to the bugs that are in our garden that are eating the vegetables that try to eat our vegetables. We are blind to what other people are doing in the next house. We're blind to our neighbors. We're blind to each other. Like Anita said, she had an incident with a horse, and she was in charge, but she was glad she was around the corner so anyone else looking at it wouldn't feel challenged by that, thinking it was a tough thing to do. But she knew she was in full charge, and so she did it perfect. She created herself out of vision of anyone else because she created her world herself. She knew that she wanted all the emotions to be hers and not somebody else's. Now, this is a big thing to do. It's a big thing to be in charge of that. Now, can you really be in charge? Did Anita realize that she was creating it that way? And I said, yes, she did. She would. She did. She created it specifically for that. Now, she might be thinking of it in hindsight and saying that that's what she did, but she also thought of it in foresight, because she did not create them in her world to be disturbed by what she was doing. Now, we all have to be in charge of our life. And little Love is in charge of his toy, and he just loves to make it squeak. But as we create him, not having it to play with at the moment until we're done with our lecture. We have to always be master of our world, creator of our world. We have to be the one who determines what our values are. And when we create our world and determine what our values are, then what we're doing is we're having all sorts of fun doing things that are challenging us, whereas we should do all sorts of things that are having all sorts of fun doing things that are delighting us. How can you create your world and have it be a delight? Well, I create harmonious people in my world. I create harmonious circumstances in my world. I create the world at peace. I create everything flowing harmoniously and beautifully and wonderfully. We wonder now, that's a big order to create everything that way. Well, yes, it is, because we haven't realized that it's our opportunity. So when we say all is in divine order, all is in divine order about anything that we do, about any person that's in our world, any animal, any insect, no matter what it is, all is in divine order. Let's stop right there. What does divine order mean? You are God, I am God, so whatever I think is divine order is divine order. Is that clear? Whatever I think is divine order is divine order. So therefore, when I say all is in divine order, that's all I have to say. All is in my God-created perfect order. All is in divine order. All is in divine order. When you look at the world around you and you see that you're not keeping your thoughts clear and straight, you say, all is in divine order. When you're looking, when you're riding your horse, and the horse is acting up in a different way than you planned, all is in divine order. When you see this, the table setting, and you say, my goodness, this is, setting is improper, and then you say, no, all is in divine order. So, the person comes to the table, and they say, okay, I imagine all of you are wondering why the table is set in this unusual way. And you think to yourself, all is in divine order. And so the person says, I have set it in this peculiar way because today we're having a peculiar dinner dish. And it requires having the cutlery set in just this way. You think to yourself, well, now, this would be interesting to see how this develops. But all is in divine order. You're not looking at it as something negative, something bad. But when you say all is in divine order, everything reveals itself to you. You're happy about it. You're content about it. You're not wondering and you're not fearful of it. You're not thinking something bad is going to come from it. When all is in divine order, then what? All is in divine order. All is functioning perfectly. And you're the creator of your world. You're the creator of everyone in your world, everything in your world, every experience in your world. It works that way. We were looking out at the garden here yesterday, and we were seeing that the grass was not as green as it could be. And we realized that the sprinklers had been damaged at the time that they were doing the mowing. Three of the sprinkler heads got knocked off, and then they found another one that had been knocked off. So we replaced the sprinkler heads and got the sprinklers going again. But meanwhile, the grass has turned a little brown. Well, it'll come back. It'll come back. It'll come back green and lush as it ever has. But it just takes a little bit of patience, a little bit of time. But we know it's there. We know it's... Now, it wouldn't have to take patience. It wouldn't have to take time. But we have given that commodity to it, too. We say it's going to take a little patience, a little time. And so it is. Now, have you the courage to say, now? Have you the courage to say, it is done now? If you have, it's done. If you have the courage to say, our lawn is always sprinkled perfectly, not a lot, just perfectly, so the grass is always green and lush. Can you say that the fish pond is always the perfect temperature so the fish can live comfortably there, even though they're in the hot summer sun? Can you say that? Can you say that every plant in this room is nourished properly and watered properly? Can you say that all the food that you make for the table, everyday things, it's just everyday things, and it's the everyday things that you have to deal with. It's the everyday things that make your life. Can you say that every plant in this room is gorgeous and just abundantly growing rich foliage? Can you say that every thought you think is a harmonious thought? Every thought you think is a loving, gentle thought. Every thought you think is the depth of your brilliance being demonstrated and being expressed. Can you say that? Wouldn't hurt to say it, would it? Because it would bring it about. Is this what you want? Is this what you want to experience? To have your life be the fulfillment of everything that's good and beautiful? Well, I'm the creator of my world and everyone in it. I create everybody in it. I create Button being a loving puppy. I create our friend, what's his name, Love, being a wonderful puppy. And I create Snuggles being a wonderful puppy. And this morning, as our guests were going back to Switzerland, we passed Snuggles around so that each one could love him a little bit and each one could fall in love with him once again. And each one said, oh, this is the greatest dog. This is the greatest dog. Now, why is he the greatest dog? Because we create him that way. Now, we also are very discourteous to ourselves. We create him barking when we don't want him barking. Why do we do that? Isn't that a silly thing to do? We create him being unhappy when we don't want him to be unhappy. We create him not knowing how to do his potty when we don't want him to do that. Why do we create that? Because he has, let's say, six mothers, all who expect different things from him, all who say he will learn to do it outside. Now, what's incorrect about that statement, Ellen?
He will.
Ellen, what's incorrect about that statement? And Sylvia, that's not the correct answer. What's incorrect about that statement, Ellen?
I would say, will, yes.
He does it. He does it outside. He not will do it outside. He does it outside. Verstehe? Is that clear? We don't say he will do it outside. He will learn. He will do these things. Not tomorrow. Now. Right now. Don't you have the courage of your convictions to say right now? So let's. He gives us this opportunity for us to be master and for us to see instant responses with him. Instant responses with Irene is over in Switzerland, and this cat in one of the homes that she visits follows her around and hisses at her. And Irene is a pet lover. Of all the people on earth who would love Irene, pets love her the greatest. Now, why is this cat doing it? And she had questioned it. The cat is doing it because Irene is creating this cat doing it. Irene is creating this cat as protecting his owner, as saying that Irene is an interloper. She is a medical person coming in to do something to her friend, and the cat doesn't want that to happen. So if Irene creates herself coming in there as a friend, as a neighbor, as someone who's loving, as bringing a bowl of soup to her the client, then the cat would take a totally different impression. But Irene has to change her own attitude about how the cat is responding. We all change our own attitude about how we respond to the world, because the world is a reflection of who we think we are. So, I'm creator of my world and everyone in it. And you better believe it.